Welcome to The Man Chair, where two guys debate their best of lists in sports, TV, movies, music, and more. Our co-hosts, Brian Page and Jason Rogers, are lifelong friends who grew up three houses apart. They won the childhood lottery, being kids in a small Midwest town playing sports from sunup to sundown before social media was a thing. So sit back in your man chair, go back in time to when life was more simple, and join us as we debate our best of lists each week. And be sure to go directly to our Facebook page at themanchair.com and tell us what we got wrong, share your own list, or email us with suggestions for the next episode. Now on to the show. Listeners, welcome to the Man Chair Podcast Men's List Showdown. Jason, are you ready to talk about the top five NFL first round busts since 2010?
Yeah, I'm ready to talk about this. I love the NFL draft. Being, well, the past 8 or 9 years being a Broncos fan, this is all I have to look forward to. So I sit down every year, watch the first round. I usually get disappointed. But like I said, the seasons have been horrible for me the past 8 years. The NFL draft is what I live for in the offseason.
As a Bengals fan, it used to be the same for me. And I know you think the Broncos have had some first-round busts, but if you go back to pre-2010 and look at the Bengals from like 1990 to 2010.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, I mean, they're drafting one guy, I guess. I'm not going to say which one. It turned out he couldn't read that he was a quarterback.
That's not Hanford Dixon. No. His last name was Dixon, wasn't it?
Something like that. It was Achilles Smith.
Oh, the quarterback. I thought there was a cornerback.
No, a quarterback couldn't read the playbook. Yeah. Oh.
I think the Bengals actually did draft that defensive back that they found out couldn't read.
They did. They did. Yeah. They were all Kajana Carter. He played
that
one
bad luck.
Tore his ACL on his first play.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we're And you know what's interesting when I was researching this is that the amount of busts overall have really gone down over time, so that these guys are starting to really figure it out. The scouts are figuring it out.
Well, I found five that they didn't figure it out.
Well, do you have any that are on the outside looking in that you want to share?
Yeah, there were a few. My Denver Broncos traded back up into the first round to take Tim Tebow, and that didn't work out very well for him, but I didn't put Tebow on the list. Jadeveon Clowney was number one overall. He wasn't really a bust, but he wasn't nearly what everybody thought he was going to be. But yeah. I didn't put Clowney in my top five. Trent Richardson was, a third overall pick at running back, which I think everybody agrees now. You don't take a running back that high.
No. He made my list, though.
Blake Bortles, Jake Locker, Sam Bradford, Johnny Manziel. The Browns had a horrible draft that year. They took two first-round busts that year.
They did, yeah.
Jameis Winston and Mariota back-to-back. Neither of them ended up. But those are just some guys that I wanted to mention that they weren't in my top five.
Well, I'm glad you didn't include Tebow on your actual list, because I would have pushed back pretty hard on that for a number of reasons. But I think I did see some of those as the same. I just need to add a few. Isaiah Wilson, an offensive tackle out of Georgia, was selected in the 2020 NFL draft, 29th overall. He played in only one game as a rookie, traded to Miami, then he was cut. So I did go to the Giants, and then they cut him. Yeah, I mean, that's an incredible bust. Deion Jordan. I don't know if you remember him. Yeah,
I do. Out of Oregon.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Number three overall. And he had from 2013 to 2020, 82 total tackles. I mean, he just didn't do anything. Jason, do you want to start with your number five?
I do, but I want to say first, mine are all quarterbacks. And I took into account what the team gave up to get this guy.
Okay.
So most of these teams gave up multiple picks to move up to get a guy, mortgage their future, and the guy ended up being a bust.
I never thought about that, not only considering the pick, but what they gave up to move up to get the pick.
Yeah, a lot of these teams set themselves back years by swinging and missing these guys. But my number five, might be a little bit of controversial because it was really due to injury that he was a bust.
With the second pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the Washington Redskins select Robert Griffin III, quarterback Baylor.
Number two overall in 2012. He was the Heisman Trophy winner.
Yep.
But they traded three first-round picks, a second, to move up to select him. He won the Offensive Rookie of the Year, but they made the playoffs, and in the playoff game, he tweaked his knee. And he was obviously injured, but Shanahan didn't take him out, and he ended up getting hit later on in the game and tearing his knee up, and he was never the same after that. But in that draft, in the third round, the Redskins took Kirk Cousins. So everybody at the time thought, man, that's weird. Why would you take a quarterback in the first round and the third? Well, it ended up working out because Kirk Cousins ended up being a really good quarterback for him. But it was due to injury, but RG3 in 2012 was my number five first round bust.
Hey, man, hats off to you. That's some great research to dive in and look at what they gave up to get him, because that using that criteria, he should clearly be on the list.
And he had a great rookie year. I mean, he was mobile. He had an arm. I remember there was one play I remember from his rookie year was just a long run down the sideline, like a 60-yard touchdown run. And you don't see quarterbacks running unless you're Michael Vick or Lamar Jackson, 60-yard touchdowns. But RG3 could have been a special player, but injury got the worst of him.
All right, so my number five, like you, it might be a little controversial because you could argue that it's too soon to have this opinion, but it was Trey Lance, third overall pick in the 2021 draft.
He's on my list.
He was. Okay, do you want to talk? Do you want me to hold off? How far up on your list is he?
He's at number two on my list.
Okay, so why don't we talk about him later then? Who is your number four?
With the third pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Sam Darnold, quarterback, USC.
Taken third overall in 2018. Now, I remember, I'm pretty sure this is the same draft that Cleveland took Baker Mayfield, number one overall. And I remember thinking to myself, man, they really screwed up because Sam Darnold is going to be the guy. That year, he had a really great year in college that year, but Ohio State destroyed USC in the bowl game and made Sam Darnold look terrible.
Yeah,
that to me, that was just Ohio State can make a lot of good guys look bad, but they traded first 3 seconds to move up three spots to get him. I feel bad for Jets fans because they have a couple guys on our list, on my list anyway. But what makes it really bad is Lamar Jackson went 32nd overall in this first round.
Oh,
they gave up all those picks, passed up on Lamar Jackson. Josh Allen went number seven.
Oh,
and Sam Darnold never worked out. I mean, like I said, I was fooled too. I thought he was going to be a great quarterback. Maybe it was the USC emblem on the side of his helmet that fooled me. So I thought Carson Palmer for the Bengals was a great USC quarterback.
I can see that.
But the Jets giving up all those picks and taking him third overall and then having Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson turning into what they turned into. So that made Sam Darnold my number four.
I thought the same as Sam Darnold. I thought he was a great athlete, tremendous arm.
I thought he was great.
But like you, I mean, Ohio State really did make him look bad. That was the only time that I watched Darnold play where I thought, ooh, maybe he's not always cracked up to be. So my number four, I'm afraid he's higher up on your list, was Johnny Manziel.
No, I mentioned him on my outside looking in.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So just kind of wrap your mind around some of these facts before I dive into, you know, some more of the details about his career. But as a freshman in college, he threw for nearly 4,000 yards, rushed for 1,500 yards, and had 47 touchdowns.
Unreal.
That is unbelievable.
winner of the Heisman Memorial Trophy is Johnny Manziel.
And he won the Heisman, and he beat Bama at Bama. Now, fast forward to some of the facts about his short-lived NFL career. He played for 2 years. In his rookie season, he played 5 games and had a quarterback rating of 42. He played in 9 games his second season and rocked a quarterback rating of 79.4. And I watched a special on him. It was like a 3-part series. And they could track how frequently he was watching films and going through his playbook digitally. And he like didn't open it. I mean, yeah. He just didn't even try. And that was it for Johnny Football. And it's sad, particularly if you haven't seen the series, and I don't recall if it's on Netflix or Apple TV, but it's not going to be hard to find. They did a series on him. And it's sad because so much of what happened to him was just fueled by drugs and alcohol.
Yeah.
And he just crashed and burned because of it. So anyhow, that's Johnny Manziel was my 4.
Well, Manziel, he was undersized, and yeah. He was playing the SEC, but he was the best athlete on the field. I mean, he was super quick. He wasn't super fast, but he was really quick, and he improvised a lot. But when you get to the NFL, he's not the best athlete on the field anymore. And like you said, he didn't prepare at all, and it all caught up with him. But yeah, Manziel, that's a good one.
Who is your number 3?
At number 3, I have another Jets quarterback.
With the second pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Zach Wilson, quarterback, BYU.
Yep.
But he's played three seasons for him. And this last year, he had the league's lowest passer rating. What makes it even worse is the Jets could have taken Ja'Marr Chase. He was taken right after him. Micah Parsons was taken right after him.
Let me finish this one off. Ja'Marr Chase, like you said, 3-time Pro Bowler and 2021 Offensive Rookie of the Year. Could have had him. Micah Parsons, 3-time Pro Bowler, 21 Defensive Rookie of the Year. Travis Etienne, 1,500 yards from scrimmage and 16 touchdowns in 2023. Devontae Smith, over 3,000 yards receiving and 19 touchdowns since he started. Patrick Surtain Jr., 2-time Pro Bowler, and I hope I don't pronounce his name incorrectly, but Panay Sewell, or Sewell, I should say, 2-time Pro Bowl offensive lineman. They could have had any of those guys.
And I remember, I didn't really know much. He played at BYU. I didn't know much of Zach Wilson during the season, but I remember at his pro day, on ESPN, they kept on showing this one highlight. He was running to his left, and he uncorks a laser about 65, 70 yards down the field on the dot. And it seemed like after everybody saw that, they fell in love with him.
Yeah.
But he played at BYU and he put up huge numbers. But listen to some of these teams that he played his last season at BYU. They played Navy, Troy, Texas San Antonio, Western Kentucky, North Alabama, and San Diego State. So that's who he was going up against. Yeah. And when he got to the NFL, completely overmatched. I don't know. I mean, I think he has the physical tools, but I don't know if it's his preparation, his coaching or what, but he has not panned out at all. The Jets are getting rid of him. And I don't know if you remember this story about Zach Wilson and getting along with his mom's friends a lot really well.
Yeah.
So all the husbands in New York, they're happy Zach Wilson's leaving town.
I think I never thought that a man would bring like "I love hot moms" T-shirts into like actually took that literally. Yeah,
but I got Zach Wilson at number 3.
This is a quick reminder to go directly to our Facebook page at themanchair.com and tell us what we got wrong. Share your own list or email us with topic suggestions for the next episode. Now back to the show. So my number 3 was on your list. Outside looking in, Trent Richardson. The 2012 draft. Like you said, he was the number 3 overall pick by the Browns, which you just don't take running back that early. And here is what they were saying about him.
And Trent Richardson is an elite talent. I think he's the most talented running back we've seen come out since 2007 with Adrian Peterson. There's nothing he can't do. I know that's a great sentence right there, but he's physical. He has the speed. You see the lateral agility. He improved as a pass blocker. A receiver out of the backfield.
So as a rookie, He was the Browns' number one running back. He rushed for less than 1,000 yards. Now, obviously, if you're the number one guy, you should be rushing for over 1,000 yards if you don't split with anybody. He played only in two games in his second year, and then he was traded to the Colts, where he rocked it out with a 2.9 yards a carry average for the rest of the year, and then that was it. He completely fizzled out.
Yeah.
Who is your number two?
With the third pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Trey Lance, quarterback, North Dakota State.
Third overall pick in 2021. The 2021 draft was brutal, man.
It was.
And he might pan out. He's not going to pan out the 49ers because he's been traded to the Cowboys already, and I'm pretty sure the Cowboys are trying to get rid of him this offseason.
He's third. He's not even their backup. He's their third string.
Yeah, and he's only had four starts and due to injury, and like I said, maybe he might pan out, but he didn't have much of a college career either. He played at North Dakota State, right?
Yeah.
And they don't play the best competition. And his last year was the COVID year where they canceled their season, but I don't know how they worked it out. He played one game. They had like a one game showcase for him, and he didn't do very well. But the 49ers, for some reason, fell in love with him. I mean, I think Kyle Shanahan's one of the best coaches in the league, and he can do wonders. I mean, look what he's doing with Brock Purdy right now.
Right, right.
But him and John Lynch, their GM, swung and missed on Trey Lance. But they traded three first-round picks to move up to get him. And thank God they landed Brock Purdy in the seventh round, because that's a killer. But he only has four starts in two seasons. He's really mobile. I don't know if people think that reading the defenses or picking up the playbook is his problem, but he hasn't shown much yet. And I don't know. Like I said, maybe it'll still work out. But he hasn't as of yet, and I put Trey Lance at number two, mostly because of everything they gave up to get him.
So my number two is...
Tampa Bay has traded the fifth pick to Jacksonville. With the fifth pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Justin Blackmon, wide receiver, Oklahoma State.
The Jaguars did this because they were in search of a true number one receiver. Now, this is going to sting if you're a Jaguars fan, but they took Blackmon rather than Davante Adams, who they actually passed on twice. He played four games his second year in the league after catching 64 passes and had less than 1,000 yards. So he had 865 yards in his rookie season, and he should have been their true number one. And that was literally it. He was suspended for his third year, failed multiple times to stay clean enough to play in the NFL again.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah. Okay, who was your number one?
My number one was...
With the second pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Mitchell Trubisky, quarterback, North Carolina.
Traded up to do that. They gave up a first, a third, a fourth, a future third round pick to move up one spot with a 40. Yeah. And they took Mitch Trubisky, which he's not a good quarterback, but what makes this all the worse is Patrick Mahomes went a couple picks later. Not only did the Bears give up picks in the future and that draft, they missed out on Mahomes. Deshaun Watson went number 12. Mahomes went 10. Christian McCaffrey was in that first round. TJ Watt was in that first round. And yeah, Trubisky, I mean, he's been out of Chicago for a couple years. He was in Pittsburgh for a little while. I don't know exactly. I think he was in Buffalo for a little bit. I don't know where he is now. But mortgaging your future picks to move up one spot to take Mitch Trubisky. And Patrick Mahomes was sitting right there. I know hindsight's 20/20, but man, that has got to sting if you're a Bears fan. So I had Mitch Trubisky at number one.
And frankly, as you share all of the facts behind what went into that decision, that might have set the Bears back a decade. Like, if they just would have drafted Mahomes, as an example, and not had to give up any of those picks.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody's thinking that, yeah.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah. So, the Bears missed on Trubisky. They just gave up on Justin Fields. Hopefully, Caleb Williams. I mean, that's who they're going to pick. Hopefully, Caleb Williams works out for him.
And I don't get that, man. I watched Caleb Williams multiple times, and I don't think he's that great. I think once... Well, anyhow, we'll see. I could be wrong, but sorry if you're a Bears fan. And I don't hate the Bears. I feel guilty, but my number one is a Bears pick, too.
You look at Shelton, but the value here is with the best player on the board, Kevin White. And I said it for the Jets, and Leonard Williams, number one on the board, you got to take him. I get that. But you got to look at Kevin White. You got to help out your quarterback. Brandon Marshall's gone. Kevin White, the best value pick at this point.
Well, at the moment, we heard rumors, Jay Cutler going to be the trade. He's the Bears quarterback. Get him more juice, maybe.
With the seventh pick in the 2015 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Kevin White, wide receiver, West Virginia.
And the Bears have just won the Super Bowl. Listen to this crowd.
In 2015, the Bears were in search of a true pass catcher, and they passed on Stephon Diggs, Tyler Lockett, and tight end Darren Waller. Instead, they took Kevin White, who played a total of 27 games from 2015 to 2022 and had 28 career receptions. That was...
Wow. Yeah.
That's what in what year was the Trubisky pick?
2017.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
You have to build your team through the draft. And if you're missing like the Bears, like the Bengals used to, you're setting your team back years.
Yep. All right, Jason, I think it's time to rob the hopper.
All right, here we go. We have best cop duo, buddy cop duo.
Yeah, I love this one. Okay. I don't know. I know we can't do it. We can't break from our mold, but I could do a top 10 and still have 10 on the outside looking in here.
Really?
Oh,
I would have to do some research. I can think of a couple right off the top of my head, but I'll have to do some research to get my five.
I love movies like those. I'll have to tell my wife that I need to dive in and watch some old ones just to get refreshed.
All right.
Commitment.
Well, we just robbed the hopper, and that means it's the end of our show. If you enjoyed this episode, please give us a 5-star rating and review. It really helps a lot. If you have an idea for our next list, please email us at themanchairpodcast@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook on our Man Chair Podcast page, or you can find links to everything we own in our own little corner of the web, themanchair.com. The Man Chair Podcast is sponsored by Modern Husbands. Go to modernhusbands.com for ideas to manage money and the home as a team.